This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza's health ministry on Thursday said the death toll from 10 months of Israel's military offensive against the Hamas terrorist group had crossed 40,000. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The grim milestone comes as a new round of ceasefire talks was underway in Qatar's capital, Doha, aimed at ending the bloody conflict and securing the release of more than 100 Israeli hostages held captive by Hamas militants in Gaza. A ceasefire outlined in the spring by U.S. President Joe Biden would pause fighting and begin the return of the hostages, but both sides have blamed the other for failing to reach an agreement. The high-level negotiations on Thursday include Israeli, Egyptian, and American spy chiefs and Qatar's prime minister.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. United Nations Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq on Thursday repeated the World Health Organization's announcement calling Mpox virus a public health emergency of international concern.
WHO is warning also about the potential of this Mpox virus to spread further across countries in Africa and possibly outside the continent.
The World Health Organization on Thursday confirmed a case of the viral infection Mpox in Sweden was linked to an outbreak in Africa, the first sign of its spread outside the continent a day after the WHO declared the disease a global public health emergency. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday claimed his country's troops have taken full control of Sudza, which would be the largest Russian town to fall under Ukraine's purview since the start of its cross-border incursion more than a week ago. Zelensky said Ukraine's military is setting up a command office, which suggests Ukraine might plan to remain in the Kursk region long-term or just a signal to Moscow that it may intend to do so. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office on Thursday joined calls for Zimbabwe's government to release more than 100 activists detained ahead of Saturday's Southern African Development Community Summit. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Saif Magango said his organization was monitoring the situation in Zimbabwe.
We at the UN Human Rights Office are concerned by reports of arrests, harassment and intimidation of human rights defenders and political activists in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says that since mid-June, there has been a wave of arrests of pro-democracy activists nationwide, with some in hiding. The government says they were arrested for planning to protest at this weekend's SADC summit, where 16 heads of state and government are expected in Harare. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado on Thursday rejected a proposal from Brazil's president that Venezuela hold a new presidential election following the contested results of last month's vote. Machado said during a virtual press conference with Argentine media that redoing the election would be an insult to the people. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said earlier he still doesn't recognize Nicolas Maduro as the winner of last month's presidential election in Venezuela, and his counterpart could call for a new vote, quote, if he has good sense. Donald Trump's lawyer on Thursday asked a judge to delay sentencing in his hush money case until after November's U.S. presidential election, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Todd Blanche, an attorney for former President Donald Trump, has written to the presiding judge suggesting it would be election interference if the sentencing date takes place as scheduled on September 18th. Judge Juan Merchan is expected to rule 2 days before that on whether the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity will affect part of the hush money conviction. Trump was convicted in May of falsifying business records to hide a deal before the 2016 election to suppress claims from porn actress Stormy Daniels that they had had a sexual encounter. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A prosecutor says five people have been charged in connection with American actor Matthew Perry's death, including Perry's assistant and two doctors. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada announced the charges on Thursday, saying the doctors supplied Perry with a large amount of ketamine and even wondered in a text message how much the former Friends star would be willing to pay. I'm Joe Ramsey.